Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us here on Radio Show. I pray that you are having a blessed and wonderful day. Can you believe today is the 14th of December, 2017? We are less than 3 weeks away from 2018. Where is the time going? Well, we have another exciting show for you. We are going to talk about some issues that's in the news, hot topics, and I'm just going to play by ear. Some of the things we talked about yesterday, and I just pray that people will unite, people will start waking up even more so and not believe everything that they hear on the news, that people will start using their power, because we have been given power, but people don't know that we have the power that we have been given. And we are still celebrating International Human Rights Week. I believe that this is a topic that needs more attention than just one day. In the Alabama election, there was human rights issues there. With the U.S. tax reform bill, there are human issues there. No one's talking about these human rights issues. They talk about the civil rights issues, but not the human rights issues. Do you know what they are? Human rights are rights inherent to all human beings, regardless of race, sex, place of residence, nationality, color, language, religion, ethnicity, or any other status. You cannot be denied a right because it is less important or non-essential. We are all equally entitled to our human rights without discrimination. These rights are all interrelated, interdependent, and indivisible. Human rights include the right to life and liberty, freedom from slavery and torture, freedom of opinion and expression, the right to work and education, and many more stated in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is at www.ohchr.org. OHCHR.org. Just want to bring awareness, truth, and justice to all human rights victims, known and unknown, like the targeted individuals who are being used as human guinea pigs without their informed consent or knowledge, and secret and unethical human subject experiment in America and worldwide. And the reason why this is so important, because I am a victim. I have suffered horrific human rights abuses. I am a persecuted and tortured saint. No one has the right. White privilege is a violation of our rights. Feeding your responsibilities as police officers, doctors, congressional representatives, serious violation, obstruction of justice. The media not choosing not to put this on the mainstream media. Everyone will be held accountable away with anything, because guess what? God sees everything.
And guess what? One day you will die and there will be judgment. Judgment day will come and your life will go through and you're going to have to say yes, I did it, or no, I did not. What did you do? Did you know it's a sin to know to do good and not do it? James 4:17. Cowardly is a sin. Many people do not know that being a coward is a sin. And what I did, I developed a 2-page document that contains heaven. Not believing in Jesus, Yeshua, will not get you into heaven. The choice is yours. Very important documents attached to a prayer that God had me write called the Saints Believers Commitment Prayer. Which is posted at manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. prayer-1.html. Because we want to give you the spiritual weapon tools so that you can fight against the enemy, as well as bring you to Savior, bring you to salvation. Savior's opened up. I just want people to know the truth. I just want people to realize that they have options. And God versus Satan. No middle ground. There's no time to be lukewarm. Time to take action. Time to become all that God wants you to become. No more excuses. God loves all of his people, all of us. Time that we make a choice about what are you going to do from this point forward? How are you going to live your life differently? How are you going to help others? Maybe that void in your life is because you have hate, you have unforgiveness, which are all sins. I'm going to take a break and go. Phone call, I'm yours. And I'll be right back. Just listen to the words.
Sorry about that. It's a little longer than I thought. But talking about human rights and how that is not usually a topic of discussion. We talk about civil rights movement. But I wrote an article as it relates to the International Human Rights Week 2017. And I just want people to realize, are they entitled to? No one can make a decision for you in your life. You have control over your life. You have rights in your life. No one can decide who to target it and who not to target it. No one has that right. Ouch, I'm sorry. Just, oof, having a little pain. But, just call them God. And people are saying, where's God? God is here. If it wasn't for this human rights violation, I wouldn't know anything about human rights. I wouldn't even know that my rights are being violated. And that mainstream media is not talking about. No one mentions it. I just happened to Google human rights and tax, the U.S. tax reform bill. And the human rights organizations are saying something about it. And saying no, vote no to the tax reform bill and how people should be calling their representatives. They went to Washington to protect and serve us, and you have a right to contact them and talk to them and meet with them. They cannot pick and choose, especially where we put them there. Right. No one's talking about how invading somebody's personal space for their own personal sacrifices, abortion, and not talk about human rights abuses. Children are vulnerable. They don't know anything. They don't even know what they are taught. They don't know who could do anything to a child. And that's how children become confused and don't know who they are and feel ashamed. And they shouldn't be feeling ashamed. Victims, I'm a victim. But victims are not believed. There's a system in place to make sure that victims are not believed. First thing they want to say is that you're crazy and you have a mental illness. Can you imagine how everybody who has a mental illness nowadays? But there's no such thing as mental illness. Just a great marketing plan. There's no scientific evidence. There's no test to determine if you have a mental illness. People must realize the whole truth, and they are just throwing around this word mental illness for everything. That person must have had a mental illness on why he did that or she did that. Depression, and a lot of people feel depressed. Is everything solved by medication? Sometimes they just need to pray it over and talk to and cast out those demons and learn the truth. Go to Mark 9:29. Oh. And my issues, and my scriptures. Oh. Oh. I just want people to realize that in many cases, their human rights are being violated, and it shouldn't be. No one should be the same as a human guinea pig. No one should rape, molest anyone unless they gave them the right to. I want you to trust someone in order to. People have free will. God gives you free will. And that's Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29. God knows you. am going to cut the show short tonight. I'm really not feeling well. And we will do the Sabbath show tomorrow. And God bless you. And thank you for joining us. Shalom.